This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. A growing number of high-quality medical research studies challenge the status quo by providing evidence that traditional things like surgery just don't work. It turns out that much of what we offer patients has little benefit. But that's only half the story. The other half is that once these studies come out, nothing seems to change. We still do the same number of useless surgeries. In part, this is due to what is called the Semmelweis effect. This is the tendency to reject new evidence or new knowledge because it doesn't fit with what we think or what we've always believed. Ignaz Semmelweis was born 200 years ago this month. He was an obstetrician, like every other obstetrician at the time, who lost a huge number of babies to infectious disease. Now, remember, this was way before we knew about bacteria or other infectious agents. There was no germ theory of disease. At the time, it was common for obstetricians to perform autopsies on all babies who died to try to understand the cause of death. But obstetricians were in high demand, and they would go back and forth from what we call labor and delivery to the morgue. Well, Semmelweis observed that when doctors washed their hands with a chlorine solution between patients or between the autopsy and the patient, death rates fell, not a little, but tenfold. At the time, this was a remarkable observation. He urged his colleagues to engage in regular hand washing. Semmelweis could not explain how hand washing prevented deaths, but he was convinced it did. His hand-washing suggestions were resoundingly rejected by his colleagues. They thought this was the height of nonsense. How could a man's hands possibly transmit disease by something you couldn't even see? Semmelweis continued his careful hand-washing and had the lowest death rates by far in his hospital. While he saved hundreds, bias, blindness, and ego cost the lives of thousands, maybe even tens of thousands, because his colleagues failed to listen to Semmelweis or even evaluate his observation. It was worse than that he just couldn't convince them. The leaders of medicine grew irritated by his letters and his lectures, which accused the medical profession of being reckless, even murderers. When the establishment could no longer ignore him, they accused him of being psychologically crazy for considering disease caused by things that were unseen. They confined him to a psychiatric hospital where, ironically, he died of an infection. Years later, bacteria were discovered and found to be the cause of what was, in Semmelweis's time, called childbed fever. Doctors' hands were the main source of spread. But the Semmelweis effect is very much alive today. It helps explain why humans, doctors in particular, reject new knowledge because it contradicts what we've always believed. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.